శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 26 స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ 1 భక్తపంత్ నంబర్ 2 హరిశ్చంద్ర పితాళే నంబర్ 3 గోపాల్ అంబేద్కర్ ఓం నమో సాయి ప్రిలిమినరీ ఆల్ ద థింగ్స్ దట్ వి సీ ఇన్ ద యూనివర్స్ ఆర్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఎ ప్లే ఆఫ్ మాయా The creative power of the Lord. These things do not really exist. What really exists is the absolute. Just as we make a rope or a garland for a serpent, on account of darkness we always see the phenomena, that is, things, as they outwardly appear, and not the noumenon which underlies all the visible things. It is only the Sadguru who opens the eyes of our understanding and enables us to see things in the true light and not as they appear. Let us therefore worship the Sadguru and pray to him to give us the true vision, which is nothing but God's vision. Om Namo Sai. Inner Worship. Hemant Pant has given us a novel form of worship. Let us, he says, use water in the form of tears of joy to wash the Sadguru's feet. Let us besmear his body with sandal paste of pure love. Let us cover his body with the cloth of true faith. Let us offer 8 lotuses in the form of our 8 sattvic emotions and fruit in the form of our concentrated mind. Let us apply to his head the bukka, that is black powder, in the form of devotion, and tie the waistband of bhakti and place our head at his feet. After decorating the Sadguru with all ornamentation this way, let us offer ourselves to him and wave chamar of devotion to ward off heat. After such blissful worship, let us pray thus. Turn our mind inward, give us discrimination between the unreal and the real, and non-attachment for all worldly things, and thus enable us to get self-realization. We surrender ourselves, body and soul, body consciousness and ego to you. Make our eyes yours, so that we should never feel pleasure and pain. Control our body and mind as you wish. Let our mind rest in your feet. Now, let us turn to the stories of this chapter. Om Namo Sai. Bhaktapant. Once it so happened that a devotee by name Pant, a disciple of another guru, had the good fortune of visiting Shirdi. He had no mind to go to Shirdi, but man proposes one way and God disposes the other. He was travelling in a BB and CI railway train, where he met many friends bound for Shirdi. They all asked him to accompany them, and he could not say no. They alighted at Mumbai. While Pant got down at Virar, there he took the permission of his guru for the Shirdi trip, and after arranging for the expenses, left with the party for Shirdi. They all reached the place in the morning and went to the masjid at about 11 a.m. On seeing the concourse of the devotees assembled for Baba's worship, they were all pleased, but Pant suddenly got a fit and fell senseless. They were all frightened. Still, they tried their best to revive him to his senses. With Baba's grace, after sprinkling water over his head, he regained his consciousness and sat upright as if he was just awakened from sleep. The omniscient Baba, knowing that he was a disciple of another guru, assured him and confirmed his faith in his own guru by addressing him as follows: "Come what may, leave not, but stick to your own bolster, that is support, that is guru, and ever remain steady with him." Pant at once knew the significance of this remark, and thus he reminded of his guru. This kindness of Baba he never forgot in his life. Om Namo Sai. Harishchandra Pitale. There was a gentleman by name Harishchandra Pitale in Mumbai. He had a son who suffered from epilepsy. He tried many allopathic and Ayurvedic physicians, but there was no cure. There remained only one way of remedy, that is, resorting to the saints. It had been stated in chapter 25 that Dasganu, by his Imitable and splendid Kirtana spread the fame of Sai Baba in the Mumbai Presidency. Mr. Pitale heard some of these Kirtanas in 1910 and learnt therefrom and from others that Baba was his touch and mere glance cured many incurable diseases. Then a desire arose in his mind to see Sai Baba. Making all preparations and taking offerings and fruit basket, Mr. Pitale came to Shirdi with family, wife and children. He then went to the masjid with them, prostrated before Baba and placed his sick son at Baba's feet. No sooner Baba saw the child than an untoward thing happened. The son immediately rolled his eyes and fell down senseless. His mouth began to throw foam and his whole body began to perspire profusely. And it seemed as if he breathed himself out. Seeing this, the parents became very nervous and upset. The boy used to get such fits very often, but this fit seemed to persist long. Tears began to flow ceaselessly from the mother's eyes and she began to wail that her condition was like that of a person who, being afraid of the robbers ran into a house which collapsed on him, or like a cow fearing a tiger ran into the hands of a butcher, or like a traveler who, being tormented by the heat of the sun, went to take refuge and retreat, which fell upon him, or like a devout person going for worship into a temple which collapsed upon him. The Baba comforted her, saying, "Do not wail like this. Wait a bit. Have patience. Take the boy to your lodging. He will come to his senses within half an hour." They did as directed by Baba and found that his words came true. As soon as he was taken into the wada, the boy recovered and all the Pitale family and others were very happy. And all their doubts disappeared. Then Mr. Pitale went with his wife to see Baba and prostrated himself before him very humbly and respectfully and sat shampooing his legs and mentally thanking Baba for his kind help. Baba then smilingly said, "Have not all your thoughts, doubts and apprehensions calmed down now? Hurry, Lord will protect him who has got faith and patience." Mr. Pitale was a rich and a well-to-do gentleman. He distributed sweetmeats on a large scale and offered to Baba excellent fruits and pan, that is betel leaves. Mrs. Pitale was a very pious lady, simple, loving and faithful. She used to sit near the post gazing at Baba with tears of joy flowing down from her eyes. Seeing her amicable and loving nature, Baba was much pleased with her. Like gods, saints are always dependent on other devotees who surrender and worship them with their heart and soul. After passing some happy days in Baba's company, the Pitale family came to the masjid to take Baba's leave to depart. Baba gave them udi and blessings and called Mr. Pitale close by and said to him, "Bapu, I have given you rupees 2 before. Now I give you rupees 3. Keep this in your shrine for worship and you will be benefited." Mr. Pitale accepted this as prasada, prostrated himself again before Baba and prayed for his blessings. A thought arose in his mind that as this was his first visit to Shirdi, he could not understand what Baba meant. When he said that he had given rupees 2 previously, he was curious to have this mystery solved, but Baba kept silent. When Mr. Pitale returned to Mumbai, he narrated to his old mother all that had happened at Shirdi and the mystery about Baba giving him rupees 2 earlier. The mother also did not understand the mystery, but thinking seriously about this, she was reminded of an old incident which solved the mystery. She said to her son, "As you now went to Sai Baba with your son, so had your father done when he took you to Akkalkot for the darshan of the Maharaj there many years ago. That Maharaj was also a Siddha, perfect yogi, omniscient and gracious. Your father was devout and his worship was accepted. He then gave your father rupees 2 for being kept in the shrine and worshipped. Your father worshipped them till his death. But thereafter the worship was neglected and the rupees were lost. After some years the memory of these 2 rupees also disappeared, and now, as you are very fortunate, the Akkalkot Maharaj has appeared to you in the form of Sai Baba just to remind you of your duties and worship to ward off all dangers. Now, beware henceforth, leave all doubts and bad thoughts, follow your ancestors and go on worshipping the family gods and the rupees. and take pride in the blessings of the saints. Sai Samartha has kindly revived the spirit of bhakti in you. Cultivate it to your benefit. Hearing the remarks of the mother, Mr. Pitale was very much delighted. He came to know and was convinced about the all-pervasiveness of Baba and the significance of his darshan. Thenceforward, he became very careful about his conduct. Om Namo Sai. Mr. Ambedkar. Mr. Gopal Narayan Ambedkar of Pune was a devotee of Baba. He served for 10 years in the Abkari department in the Thane district and in Jawhar state, from where he had to retire. He tried to get some other job, but he did not succeed. He was overtaken by other calamities and his condition grew from bad to worse. He passed 7 years in this condition, visiting Shirdi every year and placing his grievances before Baba. In 1916, his plight became worse and he decided to commit suicide in Shirdi. So he came there with his wife and stayed for 2 months. One night while sitting in a bullock cart in front of Dikshit Wada, he resolved to end his life by throwing himself into a well close by. But Baba wished to do something else. A few paces from this place, there was a hotel and its proprietor, Mr. Sagund, a devotee of Baba, came out and accosted him thus. Did you ever read Akalkot Maharaj's life? Ambedkar took this book from Sagund and began to read it. Casually, or we may say providentially, he came across a story which was to this effect. During the lifetime of Akalkot Maharaj, a certain devotee suffered very much from an incurable disease. And when he could no longer endure the agony and pain, he became desperate and in order to end his miseries, threw himself one night into a well. Immediately the Maharaj came there and took him out with his own hands and advised him thus, "You must bear the fruit, good or bad, of your past actions. If it is incomplete, suicide won't help you. You have to take another birth and suffer again. So instead of killing yourself, why not suffer for some time and finish up the fruit of your past deeds and be done with it once and for all." Reading this appropriate and timely story, Ambedkar was much surprised and moved. Had he not got Baba's hint through the story, he would have been no more. On seeing Baba's all-pervasiveness and benevolence, his faith in him was confirmed and he became a staunch devotee. His father was a devotee of Akalkot Maharaj and Sai Baba wanted him to walk into his father's footsteps and continue his devotion to him. He then got Sai Baba's blessings and his prospect began to improve. He studied astrology and gained proficiency in it and thereby improved his lot. He was able to earn sufficient money and passed his later life in ease and comfort. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.